Flames scorched his fingers, threatening to undo his hold. In a heart-stopping moment, his grip faltered, leaving him dangling by one hand. His legs whipped against the ground. Summoning every ounce of his strength, Valentine hoisted himself up until his gaze met the Empress's through the carriage's small window.
Empress! I am here!
He shouted over the roar of flames and chaos.
Help me! Please!
As Valentine struggled to access the carriage's interior, his efforts were interrupted by the sudden onslaught of a sword-wielding Alamanus. In a swift, lethal motion, Valentine deflected the attack and speared the Alamanus in the stomach. The force of the blow stopped the attack cold, and the Alamanus tumbled backward, hitting the ground with a heavy thud. A remaining driver endeavored to seize control once more to halt the carriage, although, upon glancing over his shoulder, he met an arrow through his jaw. It struck with brutal efficiency as he collapsed off the carriage.
"Damn this cursed day!"
Valentine muttered. The carriage continued to hurtle with reckless abandon toward the precipice of a daunting rocky cliff, beyond which lay a lake's cold, dark water. Valentine reached through the carriage opening, his arms enveloping the Empress. With a swift, protective pull, he freed her from the fiery carriage, holding her securely against him as they both gripped the side for support.
"Empress, we must jump!"
"I cannot!"
she cried in terror as flames began to singe her hair. Valentine cast a glance behind him. Realizing the imminent danger, the pursuing Alamanni halted their chase, unwilling to follow them to a certain death.
"We must! Now!"
he yelled, yanking the Empress into the abyss as the flaming carriage spiraled through the air beside them. They howled, eyes wide, as they flew off the cliff and plunged into the freezing lake. Their screams were quickly swallowed by the icy water. The cold hit Valentine like a hammer, and the weight of his armor dragged him down.